above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overlord.
Well, hello, Zed. Thanks for bringing the Zed Show back on air on ATS Podcasting. Really, really interesting episode. Excuse me. Really got into your description of the camping trip, and especially, the discussion of Bigfoot and your personal sighting that was just phenomenal.
When I was about 13, I think.
This is crazy.
I lived in Vancouver, Canada.
In a moment, I'll let you know why it's crazy, but we have had parallel lives.
At the time. And I went on a high school trip, camping. And we went to Manning Park, British Columbia. We hiked up to an area that I remember visually. I can picture it in my mind. It's probably hard to describe. But I remember we hiked up a gravel logging road. And I have since found this place on a map, by the way, and I know
you're describing my experience.
And we got up into the top, and it was kind of a bit of a valley. It kind of crested through a little valley, and up in there is where we made our camp.
Okay, I'll stop that. Listen to the podcast, anyone who's following up on this, and it's a very compelling description of certainly seems to be an encounter with a Bigfoot type creature. But I wanted to jump in and mention I had something very similar happen, and the initial aspect of your description, you can replace several attributes. And instead of a high school, I was involved in a church group at the time. Yes, I was. So but it was a camping trip. It was a long hike down a road. It was in an area in Pennsylvania, just across the New York State border, so a bit in the other direction. But starting to get into the hilly areas of Pennsylvania, and the thing is, this was a rather large group. I think there was about 40 of us. Of various ages, maybe 15 actually, in the under 14 crowd, ranging between maybe 12 and 14 in a particular group, and we were all together, and the other ages were together. And that night, the first night, we were in our tents. And we went out and we hung out at the cabin a few years earlier. A whole group went down there and built a pretty cool log cabin on the property. This was about 500 private acres that were allowed to be used by the group I was in. So it was nighttime. And we were running around the woods, playing flashlight tag and, crap like that. It was, looking back, it's like, geez, what the hell? But anyway, as things wound down, and there was about 8 of us sitting at the cabin, all from the same, under 14 or under group, and we noticed way out in the distance a light. And we knew that this vicinity that we were in was pretty much not so much deserted, but this was, like I said, a few hundred acres of private land with no residents on there, and only the owner of the land and us were, essentially allowed to be there. So we watched this light, and it was going for a while. It was just a speck, and every once in a while you'd see it flicker. It would be on, be off, and a little bit to the left, suddenly it would be on again. It would be off for a while, and it was clear that it was somebody way off walking. Now it was about this time of year. It was late October, early November. And in that area of the country, a lot of the leaves had already fallen off, so it was possible to see quite a distance through the trees. But it was clear this person with a light was really far away. And it wasn't myself, but one of the other people made a pretty interesting observation that either this was a flashlight, bright flashlight, constantly being pointed directly at us as this person walked, or a lantern. And it may have been a camping lantern. And we watched this this light for some time. It went off, and then we're talking, and then suddenly off to the left, there's the light again, and we're talking, and suddenly further to the left, it's on again. And yeah, we're not spooked at this point. And we had a little campfire, and about an hour later, you know, the light's about the same distance away behind us. And well, not so much behind us. Maybe, you know, if the light begun at 0 degrees at this point, it may have been like 120 degrees, but certainly to the left and more behind us. So this continued. It would have been by this time like 2 o'clock in the morning. And at that point, you know, we were tired. We went to bed. And the next day, forgot all about it. I mean, it was a running joke at the time. I think somebody mentioned it in the morning, but it was just a joke, and we went on our way. But that night, the second night, it was just crazy. If you've ever seen two adults, actually there were more, but there were two really into this, that you could visibly see them turn pasty white by the light of a campfire. It was awesome. And we were scared crazy. Because that night, you know, it was like the, it was, you know, the campfire ghost story night. And these two adults started relating the story of this this hermit that apparently lived nearby and ran a lumber mill and had a terrible accident one night, and his head was sawed off. And you know, it was confirmed later on that this is indeed a legend in that area. But these two guys telling the story thought that it was just a common ghost story that, you know, people in that area told. They didn't think it was true. And what the scary so-called part of the story is that this person, this hermit, is still seen from time to time at night, near midnight, walking in circles with a lantern, looking for his head. When he said that, we screamed. And we told him what we saw the night before. And yeah, he thought we were turning, you know, the ghost story back around on him. But no, until we finally convinced him and described what we saw, and they turned pasty white. And it was just amazing. So what happens in out in the woods, in the forest like that, it's just us city boys, we just can't comprehend some of the crap that goes on out there. Who knows if it was actually this ghost or something else. There certainly should not have been anyone else there that we could have seen at night with a light. And you know, who knows if we had heard this story and projected and thought that we saw something, and the group of us forgot that we heard this story and we saw this thing out there, and we just naturally assumed that it was this light walking in circles. Who knows? But it's so funny that it's the setting is so similar, and here I am, this Mr. Skeptic, and relating what really could be a real ghost story happening. So that's rather funny. I just wanted to add that to your sighting of Bigfoot, which by no way compares to potentially seeing Bigfoot standing outside your tent, at least in silhouette. That's just phenomenal. And so that kudos to you for having that story. I'm sure in situations where your coworkers and whatever are full of drinks, that that comes out from time to time, and you are the hit of the party. At least you're a hit of podcasting. So thanks for sharing that. It was a great piece to include here, and I'll be looking forward to many more of the Zed shows as these things continue.